Piram is, you know, the hope of Mauritanian people. He is the only viable alternative to the current system. He is running as a candidate of the opposition of the anti-system, because we are not talking about, you know, replacing, you know, one person by another one, but we want a paradigm, you know, shift to change, you know, the system, the way, you know, the country is being led, to put an end to slavery, racial discrimination. We want diversity to be respected, equity to be guaranteed, as well as inclusion.
You said Biram is the only alternative to the president, but statistics and analysts are telling me that incumbent President Ghazani, who is the current chairman of the African Union, is the clear and obvious favorite in the polls.
I don't know exactly what polls they are referring to. Based on the images I shared with you, based on what happened in Nouakchott yesterday, he is in a very good position to win the elections if we have a fair and transparent elections. There is no doubt about it.
But the president's party, the El Insaf party, won a landslide victory in the last parliamentary elections, taking 107 of the 176 in the National Assembly. Isn't this a precursor to what is going to happen in the presidential election as well in June?
Yeah, well, you know, what happened during the legislative elections you are referring to, you know, this, you know, the system was completely screwed. To tell you, you know, the truth, the National Electoral Commission, which has, you know, the responsibility to ensure that there is transparent and fair elections, is completely, you know, on the side of the government. It was clear that the elections were manipulated and the results did not reflect the real will of Mauritanian people.
Why do you think so? Because the ruling party supporters deny this.
They can only, you know, support that point of view, because when you see, you know, the mobilization done by you know, the opposition, you know, particularly by President Biram Da Abeid and his collaborators, you know, there was no way the ruling party, you know, could win the number of members they got. You know, realistically, you know, that was not possible.
So what are your expectations in the coming elections? What are your expectations?
The expectation is that we are going to win. You know, but, you know, what is really, you know, interesting and new about this situation, you know, is that, you know, Biram is not, you know, the candidate of his party or his movement. So that's why he waited to build a coalition, or, you know, with different political parties. So he is the candidate of an alliance, a coalition, you know, which bring together all anti-system, you know, leaders. So this is really new, and because of that, people are very excited, and they are confident that, you know, they will make a difference during the elections.